On January 20th, 2009, Barack Obama was sworn in as President of the United States. Because Messiah College is only about 2 hours away from D.C., several students were able to skip out of classes and head to the city for the big event. On this episode of Listen Up, we talked to two Messiah College students about their experiences at the inauguration.
I'm Devin Thomas, and I'm a senior English major here at Messiah College.
Hi, my name is Amanda Arbor. I am a senior political science and sociology major.
I really wanted to be a part of the crowd that was there. I knew it was going to be sort of a, or I anticipate that it's going to be some kind of cultural touchstone, historic moment. Like, people say that they were at Woodstock and only like a quarter of those people were actually there. And I feel like in the future this is going to be the thing that people talk about as, you know, I was there when Barack Obama was inaugurated.
I was president of the Messiah College Democrats Club, and so we were working closely with people from the local Obama headquarters throughout the fall, spearheading voter registration, voter education on campus, and holding different events, bringing in speakers.
My girlfriend's dad is a member of the House of Representatives, so he managed to get us tickets to the inauguration.
About 12 of us from Messiah got on a chartered bus with the local Democratic Party, and so we left 4 in the morning to head down to D.C.
We got stuck on a bridge, and so rather than wait in traffic, we decided to jump out of the van and walk across the bridge and get to the mall. As we're walking across the overpass, we see this entire wall of people headed for the mall also. It was like a scene out of some kind of post-apocalyptic movie. Like, New York City has been bombed and there's nowhere to go and you have to escape the city, and so there's this crowd of people just walking down this completely empty street. It was pretty amazing. I've never seen that many people in my life. Never before. Very different groups of people coming together. I'm sure there were people who weren't Obama supporters who went just to say that they were there, but obviously the diehard Obama fans, and it was just an incredible mix of people.
It was crazy. Like, once our bus got in, we had to wait forever to park because there were so many other buses, and then we didn't know exactly where we were going, but we figured just following all the masses of people was a good call, so that's what we did, and followed them in to get a shuttle, and the shuttle took us to the mall, and we couldn't even get on the mall because by the time we got there, it was packed. So we were near the Washington Monument at the other end from the White House. After kind of pushing through the crowds different ways, we were able to get a spot where we had a good view of one of the screens. And the acoustics were amazing. Like, we could hear everything that was going on.
I remember at one point, after we had been standing in line for a while, walking up past where we were in line to see how much farther we had to go. And as I turned the corner, everything that I saw, except for some trees sticking up and buildings way in the distance, it was just people's heads. It's this image that sticks in my mind of just millions and millions of heads just flocking into this one space. There was no way for me to even comprehend how many people were standing in that crowd.
There were just so many people who were so excited to be there, and there was definitely that feeling.
We were on the Capitol lawn, so before the reflecting pool and before the mall, so we were pretty close to the front compared to the like 4 million people that were behind us. We were sort of to the right of the Capitol steps. We didn't have a great view of what was happening right on the Capitol steps. We could sort of see that there was something up there going on, but fortunately we had one of the Jumbotron screens right in front of us, so it was really easy to, you know, watch the performances and the actual swearing in. And the speech. There were obviously some characters around. When you're in the midst of 1.8 million people, you're bound to run into some characters. And so at the beginning of the inauguration, when they were announcing President Bush, when he was walking onto the steps of the Capitol, there was a guy right in front of us that started booing. And my girlfriend and her family and I had all been clapping just out of respect for the office. And the guy started booing, and my girlfriend said to him, "Come on, the guy only has 10 more minutes to be president." And he said, "That's 10 minutes too many," and then stormed away.
The thing that struck me most was the amount of older African-American women who were there, which I hadn't necessarily expected, and just how much, understanding how much it meant to them even more so than it means to me. And just like people who have lived through the civil rights movement and who never ever thought that this would happen, and just seeing them all there was just really meaningful.
We took the bus back because all the trains were booked, actually. So it was our first time on a Greyhound bus. So as we're sitting in the terminal, obviously most of the people that were there were people who had come directly off the mall from the inauguration. They were headed to Richmond and Philly and New York. We got on a bus headed for Harrisburg with not too many more people, probably 30 other people, if that. But there was a contingent right at the front of the bus that were just sharing stories from their day and trading pictures. They were passing their digital cameras around and exchanging email addresses so they could get pictures from one another. It was just really encouraging and sort of beautiful to hear all these very different people with very different perspectives on why they're supporting President Obama, why they supported him during the campaign, and we're now coming together for this one event that was, I think, more symbolic than anything. It was just really, really amazing.
I think a lot of people recognize that it is a historic point in our nation's history, regardless of whether they supported him, and I think there's definitely excitement about that. It was kind of crazy just to be there with so many people. Like, it felt real, but I guess it didn't really sink in that he was actually president until like a couple days later.
This has been the first episode of Listen Up, a brand new Messiah College podcast. This episode of Listen Up was produced by Katie Manzullo. For more information, please visit the Messiah College website at www.messiah.edu.